citing state law. A Humboldt County proclamation condemns discrimination against gender nonconforming people and vows legal protection from, quote, attempts to impose criminal punishment, civil liability, administrative penalties, or professional sanctions based on the laws of other states. The legal shield, as per California's Senate Bill 107, is part of a Board of Supervisors proclamation that recognizes, quote, the importance of gender-affirming health care, including mental health services, as matters of essential daily living and equality. Approved at the August 12th board meeting, the proclamation affirms the county's commitment to uphold the rights of, quote, two-spirit, transgender, gender nonconforming, and intersex residents and visitors, abbreviated in the proclamation as 2STGI. As noted in the proclamation, the report comes during a backlash against transgender social acceptance, with hundreds of bills passed nationwide that have, quote, changed the lives of 2STGI people. The proclamation was read aloud by Supervisor Natalie Arroyo, who sponsored it with Supervisor Steve Madrone. It describes how the bills negatively impact quality of life and says access to health care is helpful.
Already over 937 bills filed across the nation in 2025 as of June, including six in California, and multiple federal actions have already changed the lives of 2STGI people. And whereas these bills and other actions disproportionately target 2STGI people and include efforts to prohibit access to life-saving medical care, prevent youth from playing sports alongside their friends, erase people's identities from vital records and state driver's licenses, ban books that include 2STGI people in history, prohibit people from using restrooms and facilities where they are safe and affirmed for who they are, frame transgender people as inherently dishonorable, and falsely conflate transgender women and girls with men seeking to harm women and girls. And whereas studies have shown that access to gender-affirming healthcare improves the overall well-being of transgender people and is associated with better mental health outcomes and lower risks of suicide, which aligns with Humboldt County's Community Health Improvement Plan's focus on suicide prevention as a key public health priority.
Also cited in the proclamation is a May 2024 Humboldt County 2S LGBTQIA+ School Climate Survey of middle and high school students. The survey found that, quote, the majority of gender-diverse students report their mental health as being negatively impacted by anti-transgender legislation from across the country, not feeling safe at school, and avoiding school restrooms due to fears about their personal safety. It also found that, quote, nearly one-third of 2STGI youth report living in fear of losing their housing due to being or seeming queer, with 10% reporting having been kicked out of their home in the prior year due to anti-queer bias. The proclamation says that, quote, in Humboldt County, we believe in and reaffirm the inherent value of each and every resident of our county, including our 2STGI communities, individuals, and families, without exception. Ashia Kandrian Morton of Queer Humboldt accepted the proclamation and described how youth involvement led to its creation.
It's very meaningful for us because the proclamation happened because of youth advocacy in our community. It started when Humboldt County community members reached out to us at Queer Humboldt, requesting help in creating a proclamation such as this one. Our youth leaders facilitated a series of sessions where they drafted a sample proclamation and then met with elected officials such as yourselves to discuss this idea and advocate for the proclamation. Like the proclamation said, all over the country, politicians are trying to gain political points by abandoning the rights of trans people. And it is especially significant to us that we have local support from the Board of Supervisors here in Humboldt County. Thank you so much for doing the right thing and letting our trans community members know that you haven't forgotten them and their rights.
A leading member of the county employee queer affinity group described the proclamation as being well-timed.
I just wanted to say thank you so much for bringing this proclamation and for accepting it, because I think it's really important now more than ever to show members of our community that we stand with them, and that they are important to us, and that they matter, because it can be very scary and difficult time right now for members of the trans and two-spirit, gender non-conforming community.
Supervisor Mike Wilson described the proclamation as supportive of basic democratic principles. He said, quote, "When we as a society respect how individuals understand and experience their own gender, it upholds our fundamental principle that people should be free to live as their true selves without facing discrimination or being forced to conform to others' expectations about how they should be." The proclamation's approval was unanimous. Arroyo reminded that August is Transgender History Month in California, saying, quote, "I urge people to learn about trans history. There's a lot to learn for all of us." In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.